You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. Don't you love this thing?
I love it. It's so natural. And happy. I just made it up. Oh yeah.
There it is.
Groovy.
This is my new one I just found.
Reminds me of Austin Powers.
Yeah, it does. That's right, baby.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
Who's gonna put it in the
cup? Who's gonna put it in?
Because if you lay it flat, it leaks everywhere.
And make yourself comfortable. Oh, you got
one. The swallows
are here.
I love it. I'm seriously considering of having house robes. People have to wear a house robe when they
That'd
come
be sexy.
In.
Right? And so comfy.
You can pick it. We can have different ones.
And the fluffy sheets.
I have feathered ones.
Oh, yeah. We can
right?
get fluffy sheets.
I mean, you can wear whatever you want.
I feel like it would be a good idea because it does get chilly in here.
It does get chilly in here. It gets fucking
like, that's
cold
why
in
I
here.
Wanted to sit on the couch last time.
Yeah.
It's over here. There's a blanket over there.
And this room gets cold. This room back here, freezing cold.
Just put a blanket. Take the blanket. Bye bye.
Do you have something else?
I do.
Can we do it?
You can. And whenever you're,
I'm ready. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to.
Okay. Well, it looks like you're emailing, so.
Well, that's how you gotta do things sometimes.
Okay.
He's a man, a busy, busy man.
Busy man, busy man.
We all busy.
Let's
get busy.
Well, this is great, ladies. Saturday. Thank you for coming out and hanging out with me. It's going to be fun.
Thanks
for having us. Thanks for things getting back to normal at my house.
Yay.
That's the best part because now I can do whatever I want without ever thinking about it.
I was surprised to walk in and see you in clothes.
I know. Everyone is.
Everyone says that. We should just be naked.
I know, right?
I mean, we would have been okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, close.
When we're naked in here, it's like the heater's at like 76 degrees because this house is freezing.
It's
so
extra toasty.
Sometimes you're naked but with socks on because the floor is always cold.
Right? Yeah. Well, it is winter.
You got to have some sexy
socks. Or your slippers,
socks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's so great. Yesterday, we're hanging out, and Sean and I are just in shirts because it's cold in here and socks.
Nothing else.
It was nice.
It was
no
nice.
Bottoms.
No, it was nice. No bottoms. You need no bottoms. Just a towel. We got a towel everywhere.
Got a butt towel.
Yeah,
You need to have like a little cubby to put their clothes when they walk in.
And then the butt towel.
Yep. You know, like you exchange.
So you grab your
butt towel and put your clothes
listen,
in the cubby.
It's a thing you do for life. Any nude place you go, you have a butt towel.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Took one song.
That's okay.
I made this for us. Here we go.
Hey. That's great.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk. Oh. Awesome. I love it.
Hey.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a good segue into our Saturday morning sex talk.
What do you need?
In that bowl over there. Skip behind Amber.
Yep, that's the bowl of headphones. Pick some that are less waxy.
Well, I would like I would like to take a minute and welcome everybody to this morning, Saturday morning sex talk at the Swallow Nest.
Woo-hoo.
Spotted Carpet Productions.
Amen.
Bringing you everything you ever wanted to know about sex.
Or at least trying to.
Yeah. Our personal experiences and our personal knowledge. We're not experts. None of us at this table are experts. But we're all being a little slutty at a certain point in time.
Some of us have not.
Well, that's just you.
Who?
Some of us are not.
Sean missed his slutty era.
No. Oh, but I bagged me a slut.
You made it up for it.
That was better.
Bagged me a slut.
Now you get to be slutty every day with her.
Absolutely. Exactly. He's the sluttiest he's ever been.
Oh, she wears a wig and everything sometimes.
I always wanted to do that.
It's fun.
She becomes Olivia.
Because I haven't bought a wig yet. I need to buy a wig.
Oh, yeah.
Just start with a cheap one, even.
Even the Halloween one.
Garage sale one. Yeah.
No, don't get a garage sale wig.
I'm afraid of lice.
Yes. No. Don't get one of those. Okay, well, let me introduce you guys.
Right, yes.
Let's introduce ourselves, and that way everyone knows who the voices are, and we can go from there, right? So today we have Amber with us.
Hi.
Amber is Prego.
I am.
Pretty, more than half Prego.
Over half Prego.
Over half Prego?
Yeah. Over half Prego. We're on the downslide.
Yep.
Uh-oh, somebody's got to play it out loud.
She's doing it.
Whoa.
She's getting it.
Put the headphones back in there.
You got to leave them in. That's funny.
There we go.
It's okay. And then we have Christy with us.
Perfect. Hello.
Christy.
Kinky.
Is kinky.
I like it.
I like it too.
And we'll talk about it.
Yes, exactly right.
I'm glad she's sitting next to me.
Delve into her pleasure zone.
Yes, let's do that.
You can't be kinky when you're pregnant.
Yeah, you can.
Duh.
What is wrong with you?
She can't talk about
it,
too.
Yeah, I think you could, yeah. I agree. We are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And with us also, which is pretty exciting, who's a regular on the podcast listening end, Alligator. She's here with us today.
Yeah, glad you're here.
We're going to talk with Allie about her.
And Allie represents our single in a relationship.
Newly single.
I'm not sure.
In a roommate situation. Yeah?
Yeah, correct. Okay.
Yeah.
We're adjusting.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Exactly. Okay. It's
so
like
transitioning
that's about the best way to talk about it.
From couple to relation to roommate.
To
roommate.
Absolutely.
To single roommates. Yeah. Which is happening a lot, I believe, these days.
Oh my gosh.
Because you find yourselves in situations that you just have no choice.
Exactly. Well, it's expensive to live
here in
Denver.
That's what I was going to say. And now with the prices here in Colorado, we're all screwed.
Oh, it's not working?
We all better get along.
I know someone that actually is going through a divorce, and they're going to still live with their ex-husband because it's too expensive for the kids.
Yep. Yeah, especially if you have children.
Oh, wow.
Especially
it's
if you have children.
Here.
It is very
But you know what?
Here.
I think it wouldn't necessarily be a bad situation. I don't know. I could not be roommates with Sean.
Because I'd want to have sex with them.
Me too.
Right.
And I'd want to murder the other woman who is having sex with him.
Exactly.
I would. I have to separate myself from the situation. But
absolutely.
We're going to die at the same day. So, you know, I mean, it's just like.
Not murder, suicide.
Let's not go there.
Christy,
no, I knew what you were talking about.
You know,
good.
We're just connected like that. So. I couldn't, but
come and go
I know a lot
time.
Of people who can do it and can just like
make it
get
work.
Along.
No.
Get along.
Right.
I think you guys will get along.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about it.
Yeah. You got to talk about it.
Someone was unaware that you were pregnant. I think it might be your husband.
Oh, shoot.
He was here.
I forgot to tell him that I was pregnant.
It's out of the bag.
My bad.
All right.
It's not yours.
Well, I'm excited about today because Christy brought toys. Amber brought a little alien inside of her.
Yes.
She's growing.
True that.
And brought new adventures.
Absolutely. And dirty messages.
And dirty messages. All right. Who gets the most dirty messages?
Probably
pregnant.
You.
Why? Me? Well, I'm not
probably.
In the equation.
Right.
I'm not even here.
We're just the ghost talking in the other microphone. That's funny. I think it's great.
Why do you keep doing this? don't tell me.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's just get into this. Let's start.
Let's start over here.
With Amber?
Oh, gosh.
Let's start with Amber.
What about it? I don't know where to go.
I know, we need to probably give a little bit of a precursor to your relationship. You were... married to a man, divorced the man, and now you're remarried to the man.
Sure.
And having a baby with the man.
Hell
having
yeah. a baby.
Yeah. That's and you already have one baby with him who is 11.
Well, he's 10.
Oh, 10.
10.
Let's not make him older yeah, than
he is. No. He already acts like he's older. I don't need him to be older.
So you guys have been back together for a while.
For a while now.
And was this a planned pregnancy?
Well, we discussed about having another baby. But he, of course, you know, because he has two other children, too, during our separation. So he goes, you have to give me a girl. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see how this works
out. You have to give me a girl.
So,
well, you have to give me an orgasm. Right. So let's see when that plays out evenly.
So with that, we looked at the Chinese chart. Oh. Not going to lie. And then we looked and we're like, oh, well, this is like what it says, girl.
Yeah.
We area. Need to fuck now.
Yeah.
So, right. I was like, we better start right now. But I've always had a lot of issues. Like, I've had fibroids, and the doctor's like, you better, if you're going to have a kid, you better have one now or you're not going to have.
How old are you?
32.
Okay.
But my mom had me when she was 23 and had a full hysterectomy right after. You know?
Wow.
So it's, she had to have kids early. You know, it kind of runs in the family. And so when I had my fibroids removed 3-4 years ago, he's like, in the next year or two. And I was like, well, great. This is not good. So I got off birth control and was just trying to, like, regulate, trying to see things, and everything was so wonky, and I was like, well, I'll make an appointment with the doctor. We'll just go make sure I don't have any fibroids. Well, I had watched something on TV, and they went to the doctor. They're like, didn't you know you're pregnant? I was like, well, that'd be embarrassing to show up to the doctor and be pregnant. I peed on a test. I was like, oh, shit. I guess I'm going to cancel this doctor's appointment.
Oopsie.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Planned, but not that fast.
Yeah.
Is what we were kind of going for.
But when it happens like that, you do think it is totally meant to be.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Chris, you want another one of those while Allie's up?
Sure.
Will you make her a screwdriver, love?
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allie.
Do
you make them strong?
Well, the first one was. Maybe this one, just make regular.
Make a regular one.
Yeah. Right. Just some.
You don't need her to hit the floor already.
Just one and a half. Not three.
Right?
Shayna did a three.
I love you, Shayna.
She knows me. I'm a good host.
Yes, you are.
I'm just a little bit of a pusher.
That's okay.
But it helps.
It does help. Mm. It does help.
Help loosen things up.
I feel like when you get pregnant like that, it's kind of like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
It was meant to be. And of course, I gave him his wish. He's having a little girl.
Yeah,
so,
he's having a girl.
Chinese chart worked.
Oh,
hey.
Man. She's going to be a little sass.
Oh, she's already a sass in there. Are you kidding me? You can't get in her space or anything.
That's funny that you can already, like, tell, you know?
Oh, it's so different from my first pregnancy. And this one's been so easy.
Yeah.
Where the first one, I was so sick.
Right.
Completely different. Opposites.
Right.
But, man, she is a little sass in there.
I love it.
She sticks her elbow out, pregnant
as a woman, how did you feel? Were you turned on? Were you horny? Did you feel
good?
Not
as when I got pregnant.
How did you feel?
Of course, I still wanted it because I guess, backing up before I even got pregnant,
You have a pretty high sex drive.
Yes, I'm like the man of where I'm like 4 or 5 times a day, great, let's keep going.
Yeah.
But when I got pregnant, I'm like, I still want it. Yeah, exactly. I still wanted it, but yet I was like, man, I'm really bloated. I just don't feel pretty. I feel gross. Once I got through that first trimester, it's like game on.
Yeah.
I dream about
it
every
day.
Take
your pants off.
If I don't get it when I want it, I'm like, okay, I'm really too wet. I need you to
right
get
now.
Shit Come together. I don't care if the kids are next door. I don't care. Let's go.
This is literally going to take 3 minutes.
Exactly.
Right. Come
3
on.
3 minutes.
I don't even care if you finish. I just need this right now.
Well, I will never forget one night he was too tired and passed out, and I'm like, I kept looking at him. No, I couldn't even wake him up. I literally tried to touch him, and he got aggressive. Was like, rah, you know, like, get
Wait,
angry
like,
at me.
You don't even need to open your eyes. Just get a hard on.
Just let me
I'm
going
to use
bed.
It, and then I'm going to go to bed.
I literally sat there and was like, would he get mad if he woke up to me using a toy? Because I need to get taken this care of right now.
He loves you.
I think that.
He's like, that'd been cool.
Right.
He
then he would have woke up and been like, oh, okay. All
right.
My dick's hard now. Uh-huh.
Come on, let's ride.
So, yeah, I'm always nagging every day.
I love it.
Sometimes I feel bad because he's like, I'm so tired. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care, man.
Hurry up.
Right?
Let's go.
Where's your fucking rock star?
Right.
Drink a rock star. Drink a Red Bull. Gives you wings.
Right.
Come on.
This baby keeps me up all night. I need it anyway, so I'm tired.
Like,
let's go.
I always tell Sean, like, we'll have sex in the middle of the day, And he's like, oh, you give me sex coma. And I'm like, really? Because it does the opposite for me.
Get you all.
I am like, okay, I got to go do stuff now. It's like an energy boost for me. Absolutely. Or clean the kitchen. Or I come down and I start sewing. And I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. And he's sleeping. And he's like, huh, why is that? And I'm like, I don't know, but it's great. So
let's do it again.
That's what's really funny, because that's the way he is. He's just like, oh, I just need a nap. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm tired. Let me relay here for a second. Then I'm like, all right, let's go.
Me too.
But that's the way with Jim. I, you know, it's like, once
who's
go to the gym.
Go to the gym.
Not with Jim. Jim. Okay.
Not the gym. Right.
I get, you know, really amped up.
Okay, I am. I can't spell. G-I-M.
That's funny.
Don't say anything. He didn't know that I was
playing. Yeah, he
doesn't
know.
It's just kid. He doesn't know.
Got it.
Now you guys are going to be all Maury. Whose baby is this?
When we go, anybody goes to the gym and has a hard workout, you get all pumped. You come out like, no?
No.
You no,
need
I
to
do.
Be here, opposite. Sister.
Oh, yeah. I
do. Sex makes me go.
I know.
But...
Oh, really?
Yep. Huh. You gotta be here.
Does gym make you tired? Like when you go to the gym and
J-I-M or
no.
G-Y-M?
When I go to the gym, no, both gyms don't make me tired.
Yeah, exactly. Nicely done.
Love it.
I get an energy boost from both of them.
If I do them both in one day,
it's like, woo!
As a guy that here representing the getting sex on a regular basis, it doesn't matter anytime. It's like, oh, that was so good. Well, it kind of matters if it's G-A-I-M. But you know what I mean?
G-A-I-M? Right?
I know. I'm like, what kind of gym is that?
That's a new one.
The screwdriver.
That's right. That's right.
It's sex coma is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
Skip, sex coma, real thing.
Yeah.
He nodded his head.
Very tired afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Skip is here also as the roommate, representing the roommate
the
portion.
The roommate.
Well, he's more of a silent observer.
But with these microphones, no one is silent.
Nobody. No one is silent.
As we've learned.
Well, unless you had a ball gag.
Twice.
You got a ball gag over there, Christy?
No, I do not.
We're gonna get to those toys.
But I think that would probably make
first.
More noise because you're like...
I'd have trouble breathing after a minute.
I mean, like, am I
did
drooling?
Did you see the Shane drooling shit?
Like, those were perfect. That was a perfect
but
shape.
He likes
the drool.
Yep.
It's part of the play, right?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Dang.
So.
Love it.
I do. So, you guys been having a lot of sex?
He's come around.
Well, listen, I think...
Ooh, these... Those would be kind of sensitive right now.
I think it's completely acceptable for you to use your
own... kind of erotic.
Toys or whatever you need to satisfy your needs as a pregnant woman. If he can't do it, it's better than looking...
He does satisfy. The problem
I know, not satisfy, but I mean, keep up.
Whoa.
Keep up.
Right.
Keep up.
But the problem that I have is that... Like, don't mind me, I like toys, but I really like the real thing.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
That thing.
But this is
great.
The key. Yeah, this so is the key.
I agree.
It's hard to keep up.
This is the key.
Come on.
There's nothing like raw pulsing.
It's not. I don't think it is that hard.
Oh, man.
But they have to be turned on too. And so if he's very tired and he's not feeling turned on at that moment, but then you start playing with yourself with your vibrator or whatever, then he's like, oh my God, this dirty slut is laying right here in this bed. And then guess what?
No, the thing is, he's out.
In there.
He's
got
to take care of it.
He literally, like when we go to lay down, and it's literally like 5 seconds. And I'm like, that's you're falling asleep that fast? Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
This is what I would do. I would be playing with myself, and then I would reach over, grab Sean's hand, and put it on my pussy.
Oh.
There you go.
Because then he's like...
Look at his face. He's like,
What are you doing? I've done that. You know? What are you doing?
Wait,
you're pulling over closer. Gotta move your mic over.
Come on now.
But, you know, I mean, there's always creative ways. But don't starve
that's
yourself.
Bold.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Trust me,
is
in the middle
bold?
Of the night, if I have to do something,
you think?
I have to do it.
I don't know.
You've been sleeping in the same bed for 20 years.
Right.
Wake his ass up.
That's
and
not bold. That's...
Well, like, part of
no, but she probably did that on day one.
Yeah. No?
Did she probably continue to do that on year 3?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you're
27.
It's something
and
that's always
last
happened.
Night.
Yeah.
And it's always too.
When Sean and
no,
I...
No, not... No.
I was single before I met Sean. I never had, like, a... serious boyfriend or anything. So then when he
me
moved
either.
Into the house and we're sleeping in the same bed, he would wake up and I'd be humping him.
Oh,
like humping his leg, humping his side, because I'm having sex dreams.
Hell yeah.
And then he'd be like, hey, why?
True story.
I've never, like, I've dreamed about doing that in my sleep, but I've never, like, woke up doing that.
Doing it.
But Troy, he is the worst. Like, before I was pregnant, like, he would... I'd wake up in the middle of the night and he's like, grope me. And I'm like, whoa, you're going to rip my boobs off. Like,
wake up.
What
first?
Is going on?
It just is a thing for some people.
Can I open my
sleep sex?
Well, if it was gentle, like at first, you know, when you're getting into it, you can get rougher and rougher because trust me, I'm a queen of roughness. I love it.
Yeah.
But man, when you're awake from your dead sleep and it's like somebody's ripping your junks off, like, whoa.
Wait a second. What's going on here?
I love it. I used to wake Sean up having sex with him because they go to sleep and their dick gets hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like,
Oh,
that looks really nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Clock. That's our clock. Yeah, and then like, I get on top. From? Hey, friend.
And that's a problem, though. That's well, the one thing right now. He loves it when I'm on top, and right now I can't just for where that she is positioned.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, so let's
we've had to go.
Let's talk about that. I mean, she tells you when you're in her space anyways.
Yes.
How about when you're having sex? She's like, hey, stop it. Hey, lady.
It is rough, but the one position like, is doggy eyeball. Style.
Yeah.
It's doggy style, but I think it's because it pulls her down into my stomach
right,
more.
And she's hanging more off of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's like just feels great.
So I wonder, do you think it will feel this way always, or do you think it'll get more painful as you go?
No, you know,
I have never been pregnant.
Right.
So I've never had pregnant sex.
So they always
I would have.
In the second trimester, you always get your, you know, your energy back for it.
Yeah.
I know with my son, like, I wanted it, but I didn't crave it as much as I crave now.
Now.
But I'm also naturally crave it all the time.
Right.
I still wanted it towards the end.
Yeah.
I think because you have so much hormones
pumping through
you,
body.
Plus the blood going down into
to prepare.
That area, that it's
right.
The stimulation, the feeling is 100% different.
Let me ask
sense.
You this.
Makes sense.
Are you having this baby natural?
With no drugs?
No, like vaginal.
Oh, yeah. That is, yes. We've decided no matter what, cost-wise, it's cost-effective to only to push this thing out.
Right.
But as long as it's safe for the baby.
Right.
Yeah, this is
my
thing.
That's horrible. You have to make a decision
like that. Oh, my
that.
Gosh. Looking at the insurance,
finance.
It's literally for a C, because I had a C-section with my son, and Troy wants me to have another C-section, but I said, I really would like to push this one out if
well,
I can.
Yeah.
But and they're going to let you do
it's
that?
My doctor's totally for it.
When you've already had a C-section, they won't let you do another one.
Oh.
Yeah. My doctor, he's the one that delivered my son, and he's like, I will let you, you know, as long as it's
safe. They want you to have
another
one.
We're good. Because it wasn't...
The same doctor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the same doctor. I refuse to go to any doctor. Actually, my insurance switched to Kaiser, and I was like, I'm not doing it.
Uh-uh.
I'm not doing it.
No.
So I got onto his insurance, and now I'm like, whew, I can go back to him because I won't see any other doctor.
But that's
him.
Good. Yes. Well, and with Landon and the problems that
smart.
You had with him,
it
I mean, that's smart. He,
he knows
me anything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So that is our thing is to do vaginally, which, of course... worries
just be prepared
about you know it going back but don't worry I've been doing Kegels every day
and so this is what I was gonna say so if you're gonna do that have him give you vaginal massage it's a thing and even when you're when
look
the baby starts to come out like when you're crowning he rubs it down there too to help the muscles
to not
tear and to relax and spread out I'm not even kidding look it up it's a real thing
you better take note
and
right
I'm
now.
Only telling you because like when Sean and I were trying to get pregnant. We looked at all of this stuff because it was like, if we ever got to have a baby, we were going to get absolutely everything out of it.
Oh my! Look at that. Yeah, I'll put a link to this video in the comments of this podcast.
Yeah, you know. And so I would have him do that. Even start now. You know what I mean? And just relaxing you down there and letting it loosen up for you. You know,
and we read that actually sex right up in
until your
labor
is good.
Really good. Yeah,
yeah. Right. The only problem is, as I know, like with Landon, he sat right on a nerve in the blood vessel, so there was too much blood going down to that area, so it swelled up, and it felt like someone hit me with a bat. So I'm like, it hurts so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm trying to be
touchy.
Like, hey, let's do more. Like, I'm trying to be more active and trying to be.
gentle down there. Just try and prevent all it. Swelling.
Right. And even have him do that. Softer, softer, softer.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Softer, like this. No, like this. Get more oil. You know what I mean? Rub it like
this. But
then
this, I can't go soft like too long because I'm like, okay, let's go. Come on.
Me too.
We need it. It's I really need it rougher. Listen,
Sean was giving, my hip has been bothering me. And so he's rubbing my hip. And then halfway through rubbing my hip, we're having sex.
Right. Well, that's how it always happens.
That's the best form.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then afterwards, he's like, how's your hip? And I was like,
what hip?
Fine. Like, it's totally good. Fine.
Don't worry about
it.
You need a hot tub.
I do hot tub.
Well, we need two hot tubs.
Hot tub in the basement.
Yeah, we wish.
That's when you rub on in the hot tub and then you end up, you know.
But then you end up having sex in the hot tub.
Exactly, that's okay. It's like, I always wanted that.
It's your water.
It is pretty nice. It is our water and it is pretty nice.
So when we get in it,
no.
We're cum.
Extra chlorine. No.
That's why you haven't been in it.
Exactly. That's why it's hidden.
That's why you put it in
no
the
No one's been in it.
That's why we got a storage unit.
You took it out of the patio and put it into the basement.
Yeah. It's been pretty great, though. You know, I think that's fantastic. You should keep having sex.
Oh, yeah.
He likes having sex with you.
He does, yes.
Do you guys do any kinky Prego lady stuff?
Yeah, I was going to say, now I wanted to segue this into, because I want to talk about your sex life, but I want to bring in the,
I know.
The BDSM now.
Well, pregnant ladies, pregnant women are a niche. They're a fetish
really
for
are,
a man.
Totally.
They want to feel your hard titty,
right?
Yeah. And that big hard belly.
There's
right?
been a lot
I mean?
Of breast milk talk on the podcast over
I know.
The last
well, and I was just telling her that I feel like you've wished it upon me because I'm already starting to feel. I'm starting to leak a little.
Oh, he's all right. Let me get my camera.
Oh, my camera. I got a new camera.
Let's see. Look at your new camera.
Is that why you're wearing a vest to cover your wet nipples?
Yeah. I'm wet from top to bottom, always.
Come on. I know that was, you took one vest off to put on another vest.
Go, girl. I have a nursing bra on already and pads.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Wow. Sean has, he's just sending
he's
you.
He's sending you. I was like, I don't remember it this early.
Marlon might be sending you some lactation mojo, too.
I know, absolutely.
Because he likes the titties.
Marlon's the one that's supposed to be delivering this baby, remember?
I know, we discussed it. You better get over here.
Given his crying baby, trying to make it all leak out everywhere.
Oh my
gosh.
He needs to be next to anybody for any surgery.
I was a NICU nurse.
Newborn.
I'm dying.
And I had lots of letdown.
Yeah. I bet.
Well, trust me. I already told you I'm going to make you a drink and we'll make some cookies. We'll do a whole episode on this.
She's doing the Instapot yogurt for you.
Yeah.
Or cheesecake.
I'll do all of it.
I can't eat
because
yogurt.
With
I don't know. Maybe you're.
Yeah, maybe with lobster yogurt.
Different kind of lactose. Huh?
You never know what I've been thinking.
Probiotics.
Yeah.
It's got probiotics. That's what you're talking about beads right now.
I'm telling you, with Landon, I was a cow. I literally pumped 12 on each side, so I had plenty of milk.
Wow.
We're having some freaking lady milk milkshake.
Yeah.
Lady milk milkshake.
Yeah, when the cow come up with a fancy
I might drink
way.
One. Just we'll don't do tell me I'm drinking.
Right, me either.
Like, you better put some fruit in that and shit. And if y'all, don't tell me until after
it's
in my belly.
Milkshake. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I don't know the rest of the world.
I love it. Nope.
Mama's breast milkshake. $5 milkshake. Oh, you want one of Mama's breast?
No. The milk bank charges way much more money than
that. It's like a $25 6-ounce milkshake.
This is called like $60 fucking milkshake,
okay,
dude.
Right.
It's a hot commodity. People buy milk
Mama's
off
breast
of
we can deliver it in sexy outfits.
Mama's breast milkshake.
I'm rolling your breast milk.
Your breast milk
smoothie.
Yeah, I like it.
There you go. Get it, girl.
I love it. Shake them in your face. It's like a sprinkler head.
Like a sprinkler head.
new meaning to wet t-shirt contest here.
Breast milk market.
You know, they sell. It goes for good money on the black market. I'm not going to lie to you.
Craigslist.
Well,
yes.
Craigslist.
Yes.
Here you go. There's your side. Your side.
My side hustle.
Your side hustle.
There we go. Good thing I got a good freezer outside. On the side of everything else that I do.
This is the side.
You better get your pump out, girl. So that way you can...
You know, I worked at Children's. I'm going to use that pump because
those hospital pumps
are amazing.
No, they're so much better than the Medela pumps.
It's like made by Dyson or
it's
what?
Suck
it all out.
It's true.
And it's literally
NICU.
Have you ever had your boobs?
Not now. You don't want to pump now because you'll go throw yourself into the pump.
Don't do that.
That makes things down there start contracting.
No shit.
That's true.
You just have to
let it come out naturally.
Yeah,
what if you're having sex and he's all...
He's going to get some colostrum.
But it won't do anything because it's not like you're actively...
It's not like a full repetitive feeding.
Just don't pump.
Don't pump.
Interesting.
People start pumping when they're ready to have the baby to try to induce contractions.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Fuck
that. It's the hormones.
My God.
So don't be pumping.
I wanted a baby really bad, but...
You know,
I
wish I had, A cups, B cups, because, man, they're like literally bricks on each side.
God, yeah.
They're heavy.
And sleeping.
I hurt so bad.
It. Yeah.
He loves it. I'll never forget when I had my son, I had my son, I was a double D, and we were left the hospital, and I filled up quickly with milk,
and my son looked amazed.
I bet.
I was like, I don't have a bra that fits now. So we went to go to Motherhood to get a bra. And I'm having to pump in the truck because every 20, 30 minutes I'm pumping because I'm a cow here.
Wow.
And he looks over and he goes, where the fuck did those come from? Because they went to a GH.
Oh,
and I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. And you're so small.
Drugs. I know.
That's a big boob on you.
GH?
And I'm a triple D now. I didn't go back down.
Right.
I stopped at triple D. So I'm like, what am I going to be now?
Crap.
Well, I went from a B to a double D.
Yeah.
This guy on Craigslist I just saw is getting 50 cents an ounce.
Shut up.
Holy cow.
Yeah, on Craigslist.
You go, girl. Why does he getting 50 cents?
From his wife. They're,
oh, I'm
his
like,
wife.
Wait, why is he milking?
And that's
why
what he's charging.
It's badger milk.
Badger milk. No. His wife, him and his wife collectively.
Check it for lactose.
Yeah, no. You know, and of course it's in there. Alcohol, tobacco. It's got this whole list. Height, weight, appropriate.
Badger milk. You get big muscles with it, too.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm growing hairs all of a sudden.
My voice is very deep.
Very aggressive.
Do you see my mustache?
That's funny.
So you're pro-sex, you know?
Pro-sex.
I have two children by a person that was pregnant.
No way.
Whoa, I thought it was the Virgin Mary.
I experienced the complete opposite, is that once there was an insemination, there was a very long, like 22-month period of celibacy.
Oh, I'm so
that thing dries up.
You know what I mean?
Or it was just not sex with Sean, maybe.
Oh,
yeah,
well. Damn.
It was too much.
I hadn't actually thought of that until this moment, but.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't. Is it common? You know, it's like, you guys, you've had a baby.
Well,
you've had a baby.
Allie's had a baby. How
were
did you
guys
feel? Were
all
you horny?
Three horny during your pregnancy?
You
or
know
is
what?
It man specific?
It was. No, I was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely horny, and I was so emotional. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. She's crying all day.
Harder.
No, but I was telling you earlier that I used to wake up in like a panic, in like a one of those tears where you're like, where you can't catch your breath.
Yeah.
And James would be like, "What are you doing?"
Why are you
and I'm
crying?
Like, "I don't know."
Yeah, I'm.
Let's do it.
There's a baby inside of me.
I don't know.
It does crazy
all
things.
I know. Yeah.
Interesting. How about you?
The condom broke.
And that's how you became pregnant.
End of story.
Damn, condom.
Yes, so sad. Two times the fucking condom broke, and I felt it
twice.
Break.
And then, but
that
you did stop.
Really,
it.
You can feel it break.
I felt it break.
Oh, that's
I think
wild.
It was. It's like a rubber band,
yeah.
Right?
That's interesting.
And I was 28.
What did it feel like?
And well, Well, I don't remember. No,
but I'm just
talking about her band, right?
What does that feel like? But I just knew I was pregnant.
Yeah, she'll go out front with you.
Thank you, Skip.
Oh, she need to go potty.
Yeah, he's going to take
her. She's getting better.
If you just tell her to come with you, she'll follow you out.
Totally.
Thank well, you, anyway, so then your pregnancy wasn't planned.
Right. Exactly. And never again.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay.
You had one or two?
One.
One, yeah.
One and done.
One yeah. and done.
And that's okay.
Yeah. yeah.
But
absolutely.
It was just like one of those things where the condom broke and I was pregnant and I was.
Were you in a relationship?
28 years old? No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh la la.
That was some surfer okay. guy with long
hair. Thank you, baby.
Not quite
ooh
that
la la.
I love it.
I mean,
were
you,
but were you still horny? Did you sleep with anybody while you were pregnant?
Right. Anyone else? Because you weren't with the daddy, right?
I think I felt kind of remorseful at the time. And so. So no, I did not have sex after that, but I have a great kid.
Yeah.
That's
and then you kind of sweep into this older age where you want it all the time.
All the time, right?
I want it all
yes,
the time.
So let me see. Yeah, right. Yes. So can we ask you how old you are?
I am 49.
Okay.
49. I'm single.
Aww. Yeah, 49 yeah. single and horny
with some
as
great
hell.
Toys.
As hell, yeah. yeah. So when did you know you liked the kink? I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.